Please remain standing and listen, please, to the word of the Lord in our gospel lesson, John 16, 12 through 15.
I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Here ends our reading. So to be clear, I read it from a different translation earlier, and when they say he, they're of course discussing the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is part of our Trinity, and we talked last Sunday about Pentecost, and Pentecost is when the Holy Spirit came down to the disciples, causing people to speak in strange languages and yet understand each other fully. And it's just a weird, kind of strange thing, but it's through the power of the Spirit that we received knowledge from God. And so I'm doing things a little bit differently. Not only do you get to see this side of me, usually you see this side of me, which I've heard is not my best quality, but that's neither here nor there. You get to see this side, so I get to talk for once. I like to talk sometimes, but also I'm a millennial, and yeah, that's a bad word usually, and so one of those things that millennials do is we're tied to our phones. I fall asleep with my phone. I do everything on my phone. I read the Bible on my phone. I look up Facebook. I get my news from my phone. Everything. It's all on my phone. And so I decided I would preach off of my phone. So that's going to be fun. Last service, Rose was up there, Rose Craig. She came back from the mission trip, and I told a story about, I know that she sleeps with her phone as well. She usually falls asleep while looking at pictures, because that was, we talked to the kids, like, you know, make sure that you're safe with your phones, you know, anything like that. And it reminded me of a story when we were driving. I was driving last year. I couldn't go this year, but last year I was driving. One of the kids actually fell asleep, and while she was sleeping, she was texting. And I kid you not, literally, as she was sleeping, she was texting. And it was the strangest thing I had ever seen. Because that leads to some weird text messages. I'll tell you that much. But anyway, I created a little presentation. Let's see. Since it's a new thing, it usually takes a few seconds to connect, if it connects at all. But if it doesn't connect, then we'll have something interesting that we'll put together. But what I will say is, my sermon, you can see on in the bulletin. It's called Fake News. Fake News. And so that title may actually be fake news, I'm not sure. But I do want to point this out. On the bottom, you probably can't see it. I can't see it either. I've already been told that my font choices and my sizing were not acceptable. But that's fine. Well, I'll read it to you. Warning, images are not my own. I'm not claiming any of these images. There's maybe one image that I claim is my own, but all the rest of them are not my own. All right, that's not fake news. All right, I found these on Google and I thought they were fun, so I put them up there. All right, so that's not fake news. But let's talk a little bit about fake news. All right, so I followed the liturgy for my sermon. just like Ryan follows the liturgy. And in the liturgy, you have a whole bunch of Bible verses to choose from. And this was one of the Bible verses that I wanted to focus on today, that I wanted to talk about, and I'll read it to you. Proverbs 8, 1 through 4 reads this. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city, at the entrance, she cries out aloud, "To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind." So this is kind of it's titled Wisdom's Call, but it's Proverbs, of course, being books of knowledge in the Bible, just little tidbits and tastes of things that we can learn and that we can connect to. So it goes on and on, all about wisdom and just different bits of interesting information. So I was thinking about wisdom. I was thinking about what makes wisdom. And so the first thing I thought of, this isn't fake news. This isn't fake news, but this guy. I was thinking about this guy. I don't know if those of you who are avid Jeopardy fans, I don't follow Jeopardy, but the fact that I knew that this guy existed, meaning he's probably a big deal. This guy is named James Holzhauer, I think. He's considered the second best. He has the second highest record on Jeopardy. He recently won 32 victories on Jeopardy consecutive. And won over $2 million in prizes on Jeopardy. So you would say, pretty knowledgeable guy. He knows some things. Because he'd have to know some things to win that much money. I think the highest is $2.8 million. I think something along those lines. So he's pretty close. And yeah, this is recent. This is like last month. So, you'd say pretty knowledgeable. So, I wanted to give you a test. Alright, and if you don't know the answers, it's fine. Oop, going the wrong way. I want to give you a test. If you don't know the answers, that's fine. You can phone a friend, you can phone a neighbor. You can get the information, through the congregation, that's fine. But here's my first question. And if you know the answer, just shout it out. Where was Jesus born?
Bethlehem.
Yeah, Bethlehem. Okay, good. I know because I have the answers. I wrote down the answers. So. Okay, here's the next question. How many apostles did Jesus have?
12.
Yeah, good. And if you don't know that one, don't worry. Easter will happen again. You know, we'll have all that stuff again so you can learn it next time. With what did Jesus feed 5,000 people? Fish and loaves. Yeah, fish and bread. Yeah, which, I don't know, that doesn't sound like a great meal, but I guess it was fine. Okay, what is the common name given to the first four books of the New Testament? The Gospel, yeah. Someone said the Torah, which they're kind of close if we were talking about the Old Testament, the first five books, the Pentateuch, the Torah, the Jewish Bible, all that kind of stuff. No, the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospel. Yeah, the life of Jesus. Where was Jesus crucified? Here's where it gets harder. Golgotha, the mount called the Skull. Yeah, all of those answers are accepted. Again, I have the answer. I Googled it. So, you know, I'm a millennial, so I Google everything. And now here's the harder one. So these ones earlier were from the kids trivia section. Well, some of them. Now here's where we get to the adult trivia section. Who went with Paul on his first missionary journey? Barnabas. Silas may have been his second. I don't know. When he took his all of the letters that Paul wrote after the gospel, after the Acts of Apostle, then he started traveling all around Europe and the Middle East, sharing about the Bible, about Jesus, writing letters to the Corinthians, to the Romans, to the Philippians, all of that. The hardest one. And it's so hard you can't even read it. I tried to make the letters bigger. That's what happened. Who wrote Acts? Luke. Luke wrote Acts. At least that's what Google said. They think Luke simply because in the beginning when they talk about that book of the Bible, he writes things like, this is my second, this is like the sequel, this is part two. He writes things like that. So it's thought that Luke wrote the Acts of Apostles. Don't want to give anything away. I thought I had like a bumper slide there, but I don't. Good, so we have knowledge. We crushed it. All right, so you guys now have knowledge. The $2.5 million check is in the mail. We're ready to win Jeopardy. All right, so as most kids are, we want to be like our parents. The first thing I thought was, parents are smart. Parents know things. I want to be smart like my parents. So here's a picture of my family. Usually that's what we look like. My dad's in the audience, so I can't make as good of jokes as I did earlier. But apparently, you know when my dad's taking a selfie, because he looks confused, usually. I have photographic proof to judge that. So that's my dad. So I think this may have been his second attempt at a selfie. I don't know. Generally, he's a little less confused, so maybe he's got it down pat. And then the rest of us are there. My sister, my mom, me. That's usually what we look at. We got goofy grins. So that's my family. We're at a beach or something. I don't like beaches, but that's where we're at. So me and my father, since it's Father's Day, I had to talk about my father. And then he said he was going to come to service to listen. And I said, well, all right, good luck. So let's talk about my dad. So in high school, this was me and my dad. I mean, this isn't, like I said, these pictures are not my own. This is not me and my father.
I don't look like that.
But anyway, I would never wear a blue checkered shirt like that. Well, that's not me and my father, but we were close like that. We bonded together, music. We talked all the time, just best friends. Or is that fake news? Because my sister would say that this was kind of me and my dad in high school. That's what my sister would say. The only thing with this picture is I was taller. I've always been taller. Well, not always, but I've been pretty taller. My mom would say, of course, this. So this is what me and my dad were in high school. So we were always trying to alpha male each other. I'm sure no one has ever witnessed that ever, because it's so uncommon in life. So one of the ways I would always try to, I will admit this happens sometimes, I guess, and I would always try to, since I was a high school, you know, I knew everything. So I'd always try to challenge my dad, because I knew everything. And you know what, we had a moment where my dad looked at me and he says, you know what, Sean, you think you know everything. You know, he was saying it nice and loud, you think you know everything. And I'm like, yeah, I'm listening. I agree. And he goes, you have all the knowledge in the world. And I said, Oh, thanks. So at that moment, I stopped listening because, you know, he said, I think I know everything, and I did. And he said, I have all the knowledge in the world. And I said, yeah. So everything else was whatever, because I had all the knowledge. So I knew that he was probably pulling my chain. So I said, I need to get more knowledge, you know, because I don't want to just be like my dad. I want to be better. You know, all parents say, I want my kids to be better, right? I want to raise my kids right so they can be better and they can really change the world. So I went online because, again, millennial. I went online and I did some research. I wanted to get more knowledge. So I went to my favorite source for news, The Onion. Now, for those people who don't know what The Onion is, The Onion is an online website where, well, you can read it right here. It's truthful. It's America's finest news source. It's fine. It's not great. It's just fine. I equate it to this. If anyone's ever played a practical joke on you where they said, eat this apple, and it was an onion, that's kind of what The Onion is. All right, so it's news that's, some of the words might be true, but the content is not. So here's some of the articles that you might see on The Onion. All right, so the top one says, CIA realizes it's been using black highlighters all these years. So the CIA has been highlighting this important information, but it just blacks it out. It's almost like it's redacted. It's weird. Studies reveals that babies are stupid. I don't know. It says studies, so it must be true, right? The studies show. Here's one that might cause some squeamish nature. Black guy asks nation for change. Of course, they're talking about Obama, you know, change the government, but yeah, that reads a little different. And then brain-dead teen, like the ones that I said that I saw on the mission trip, only capable of rolling eyes and texting. I know we've never seen teens like that, right? To be euthanized. So, again, the words, depending on how you read them, could seem like knowledge, but if you look further, are you really getting your knowledge from a good source? Are you really getting your knowledge from somewhere that makes sense? All right, so needless to say, I was in high school, so everything on the internet is true. At least it was back then. And so I took that information, I said, oh, I'm going to let my dad have it. You know, he thinks that I know everything now. I'm going to show him I know everything, everything. And so right after church, when we had church dinner, I was going to tell him all the new knowledge I had. But first I had to go to Sunday school. And here's what we read about in Sunday school. Genesis chapter 3. So Genesis, at the beginning of Genesis, you have a creation, then you have Adam and Eve, and I think we know where this is going. Chapter 3, I believe it's verse 4. You won't die, the serpent replied to the woman. God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it. The apple, of course. And you will be like God, knowing both good and evil. The woman was convinced. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit and ate it. Then she gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it too. At that moment, their eyes were opened, and they suddenly felt shame at their nakedness. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves. Sounds a little bit like fake news to me, trying to get the knowledge from the wrong source, right? Adam and Eve, they tried to get knowledge. They wanted to be like God. They didn't want to just know good and evil. They wanted to be like God. They wanted to take over that place. Kind of similar to my dad, huh? I wanted to take and be like him. And you can see, there's no wonder that Adam wanted the knowledge. He's scratching his head. He doesn't know what to do. And so he probably took it as like, you know, I'm not a strong enough husband. I need to be smarter for my wife or something. So, you know, he of course took the apple right away. That's a paraphrase, of course. Again, fake news. I'm just seeing this picture and that's what I'm getting. But getting the news from the wrong source, knowledge from the wrong source. And it's interesting because I was looking, I typed knowledge into Google, because this is where I get my Bible too. I type it in my Bible app. It compares every version of the Bible next to each other, and this is the first time, really one of the first times that it talks about knowledge. Knowledge by itself. This is really the first time that it talks about knowledge, and it's one of a singular amount of times that it talks about knowledge. Knowledge by itself. So, if we're trying to get knowledge, and we'll talk more about what knowledge is, we kind of get kicked out of things, don't we? She wanted the wisdom it would give her. We'll come back to that later. So I said, well, that's not good. The last time someone went going about looking for knowledge, they got kicked out of Eden. And now, we got sin. Cool. Awesome. So that's not going to work. I can't beat my dad with knowledge. Then I remember the rest of what my dad said. He said, you got knowledge, but I got wisdoms. Apparently he had more than one wisdom. I always remember he said wisdoms, and I'm like, wisdom is one thing. But he had a lot of wisdom, so he must have had a lot of brains. So he had a lot of wisdom. So I said, okay, if I can't win with knowledge, I got to win with the wisdoms. So how do I get wisdoms? So then I was looking at Bible verses, and I found this one, Job 12:12, which is Job is a wonderful book about a man trying to argue with God for about 30 pages. It's great. It's uplifting. But I read this little quote, wisdom belongs to the aged and understanding to the old. So I finally said, okay, Dad, you win. I'm never going to be old like you. So you have the wisdoms. I don't think I'll win that one. So then I keep going, and how could I ever get wisdom? How would I ever be able to get wisdom? Because I don't have time on my hand. Because I have time in the future, but not right now. So do I even need this wisdom? Why? If I can get by reading Onion articles and get my knowledge, do I really need that wisdom? I mean, I can be smart, right? I don't need wisdom. Then I came across this clip. It's not really loud, but it's kind of loud. I will talk about it in a second.
Oh. Look, the Nelson's story totally focuses on symbols. I should think that you cannot have more respect for the difference between knowledge and
wisdom. Well, the droids could think that they don't see that.
So that was about as clear as mud for some people, I'm sure. So that is a quote from Episode 3, Star Wars. I love movies, so I'm a big movie fan. And so what had happened before that movie is there was this dart that was shot at somebody, and it was someone that they were following, and so they had to figure out what the dart was from. And so they have this big like library with all of the knowledge that was ever collected from one, I don't know what they said, 1 million years of Jedi or something, just all of this knowledge, and they have little things that they can, like, look at items that you put in to analyze what it is. And so he put the dart in, and they looked through all 1 million, 2, 3 million years of knowledge. Couldn't find anything. And so Obi-Wan went to where anyone can find the best wisdom. He went to a diner. He went to a diner. I've gotten more knowledge and wisdom from people that I've met at a diner than I think I've ever. There are so many people that go to a diner, been going to a diner for years. They know things. And so he goes, out of all the years of a Jedi, you'd think that someone would know the difference between knowledge and wisdom. The difference between knowledge and wisdom. So let's take a look at what that is. So knowledge is facts, information, and skills. Okay, so what type of things have knowledge? Well, here's an encyclopedia for those who grew up. For those who didn't grow up with an internet, you probably know what this is. For those who did grow up with the internet, Charlie, this is what the internet used to be. In fact, they got the name World Wide Web because spiders used to create webs around them. So not really, but so this is knowledge. Unchanging. Well, there was always revisions and then always people trying to sell you more encyclopedias, but it was rarely changing, black and white knowledge. This is more common of what we have now, knowledge we can get now from the internet, computers. Of course, we have to refrain from using such sites as The Onion, for it's not quite always correct. But here's where we get knowledge. Here's one way that we get knowledge nowadays. Now, I picked these robots because they're cute. No, but if you think about it, this is what knowledge creates. Robots. Robots run on information. Robots know right. Or not, they don't know right and wrong. They know information, no information. This is what it says, this is what it doesn't say. Okay. Wisdom is different. I saw wisdom kind of as a mathematical equation. Wisdom is the quality of having experience. Remember how I said, it says in the Bible, wisdom is for the aged. Experience, time, knowledge. Okay, so knowledge is important. And getting good judgment from them. Using time plus knowledge, putting them all together through good judgment. So where do we get that good judgment? How do we get that good judgment? Proverbs 1:7, fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Proverbs 9:10, fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord grants wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. It's right here. It's right in Proverbs. It tells you exactly how to get that wisdom. Now be careful, because that's not the only way to get wisdom, is by reading. The judgment comes from the relationship. So here's what we have with wisdom. I found these nice pictures from wisdom. a nice little sun with a road and a little Bible with a ray of sunshine. But I found this quote by Jimi Hendrix. He's a newfangled guitar player. And he said, "Knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens." So how does that connect with our relationship with God? Here's how we get our wisdom. Knowledge, you can get knowledge from the encyclopedia, you can get knowledge from the Bible. Plus time, you got to spend the time. The good judgment comes from our relationship with God, comes from prayer, comes from discernment, comes from connecting with the Lord. It's something that your father gives you. Now, I don't mean my father, my earthly father. I don't mean his earthly father. That's my grandfather's hat there. But it means our heavenly father. Our heavenly father gives us that good judgment. And how do we get that good judgment? I'll tell you in a second. It's right in our Bible verse, friends. It's right in our Bible verse from John. Or was it? It was John. "There is so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, but will tell you what He has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever He receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said, the Spirit will tell you whatever He receives from me." That's what this banner means. All right? We get our understanding from God through the Holy Spirit. This banner, Dennis put it up, I believe, and there's no, it's no coincidence. This banner represents the Trinity, the three in one. The trefoil, the triangle, the three rays of sun, three. We just got done with Pentecost. Pentecost was last Sunday. That's when the Spirit comes to the church. And in our Bible verse from John, it tells us that the Spirit gets from God everything that is His. So we can get that wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Here's what happens when we have the Spirit. "Prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Now our knowledge is partial and incomplete, and even the gift of prophecy reveals only part of the whole picture. But when the time of perfection comes, these partial things will become useless. When I was a child, I spoke and thought and reasoned as a child. But when I grew up, I put things away. I put childish things away. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity, because we will have that wisdom. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God knows me completely." We will get that understanding. We will get that wisdom through our relationship with God. And that's what we get. God reveals Himself through the Scripture. Don't get me wrong, the Scripture is important. But we discern the Scripture through that relationship. What do we do with the wisdom? We need to share out that wisdom. The Bible expects it. James 3 says, if you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Again, searching for wisdom in the wrong places. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle, and willing to yield to others. Peace, gentleness, not self-seeking. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. That's interesting. I noticed this the first service. 1 Corinthians 3 is also known as, if you've ever been to a wedding, love is patient, love is kind, love does not, all those things that love is. Well, James 3, doesn't it also say the same thing about wisdom in so many words? It is not jealous. It's pure, peace-loving, gentle, yields to others, merciful. Our God is great. We have so much we can learn from our fathers. When we listen to our fathers, it's based on trust. And the same trust that we get when we are listening and discerning from our earthly father is what we use with our heavenly Father. It's the same relationship. He does ask something in return, though. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. Fear of the Lord, that's that trust. We have to trust in Him just like we trust our fathers, just like we trust father figures in our lives. Here's my last bit of wisdom. Knowledge, according to Yoda, apparently, everything on Facebook, on the internet is true. Knowledge is knowing tomato is a fruit. But wisdom is knowing not to use it in a fruit salad. That would be an interesting taste. That's Yoda wisdom. So let's find that wisdom in the Bible. Let's find that wisdom through our relationship, through our discerning of the Bible. Knowledge is only one part of wisdom. It's knowledge, plus time, plus the good judgment that we get from the Lord, from God, to use those. That's our three in one, and that's not fake news.